RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia plays important role in Palestinian issue. Indonesia-Pakistan agreed to boost cooperation. Indonesian fishery products showcase at Boston Expo. Now the news in detail. In the opening speech of the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that OIC was established to assist Palestinian struggle. So if the organization cannot give solution for Palestine, the OIC assistance is no longer needed in the world. In connection with the President's speech, Deputy Speaker of the House of the Representative DPR, Fadli Son, said to Voice of Indonesia, FOI, that Indonesian criticism is reasonable enough to oversee the role of OIC to find a solution for Palestine. He added that this day the situation of the Middle East countries has triggered their foreign political views.
Di negara-negara Timur Tengah setelah Arab Spring dan sebagainya, mereka juga menghadapi persoalan-persoalan domestik.
In the Middle East countries such as United Arab Emirates and others are currently facing the domestic issues, so Palestinian issue is no longer a concern to them. I think this is Indonesian role as the country with the biggest majority Muslim population to take steps and initiative on the OIC summit about Palestine and Aqsa Mosque Al-Quds.
Kali ini khusus mengenai Palestina dan Masjidil Aqsa Al-Quds ya. Jadi mudah-mudahan bisa menghasilkan satu resolusi yang bisa memperkuat resonansi termasuk ke PBB dan sebagainya.
The Deputy Speaker of the DPR hoped that the steps taken by Indonesia to assist Palestine will boost OIC resolution to strengthen OIC resonance in the United Nations and other international communities. President Joko Widodo held a bilateral meeting with Pakistani President Manun Hussain on the sidelines of the 5th Extraordinary Summit of Islamic Organization taking place in Jakarta on Monday. During the meeting, the leaders of both countries agreed to voice peace around the world and to encourage the unity of OIC member state to support the settlement in the Palestine and Al-Quds Al-Sharif. In addition, President Joko Widodo also said that both countries' leaders have also agreed to boost economic cooperation. According to President Joko Widodo, Pakistan is a huge market for Indonesian's products. But there are still more opportunities for both Indonesia and Pakistan to explore bigger potential for the trade cooperation.
Dan kita bersepakat juga untuk bekerjasama menyuarakan perdamaian dan toleransi. Kita juga sepakat tadi meningkatkan kerjasama ekonomi. Kita tahu bahwa
we agreed to cooperate to voice out peace and tolerance. We also agree to increase our economic cooperation. We know that Pakistan is a huge market with a total of 200 million population. Our trade to Pakistan reaches more than $2 billion, but still we see the potentials.
Tadi Pakistan mengundang kita untuk bekerja sama lebih baik lagi dalam meningkatkan potensi perdagangan Indonesia dan Pakistan.
Moreover, Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed that besides encouraging the world peace efforts and developing trade cooperation, Indonesia and Pakistan have agreed to increase cooperation in counter-terrorism and extremism. which countries also cooperate in the front of the Bali process, namely in irregular migrant issue. President Joko Widodo hopes Indonesia and Iran are able to strengthen cooperation in the investment sector. This was stated after the meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Muhammad Javad Zarif during the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC, which took place in Jakarta on March 6 until 7. According to President Joko Widodo, both countries have agreed to make an investment. He also explained that Indonesia is planning to invest in oil sector. Meanwhile, Iran will invest in the power plant sector.
Kita juga ingin memperkuat kerjasama investasi Indonesia, investasi di.
We also want to strengthen the investment cooperation. Indonesia will invest in Iran and otherwise. Indonesia will invest in Iran to the fields related to oil and gas sector, also fertilizer. While Iran will invest in Indonesia in the micro hydro and wind power plant sector because Iran has the technology. President Joko Widodo added that in the meeting with the Iranian Foreign Minister Muhammad Javad Zarif, both countries also discussed a plan to reopen a banking relation. Based on the sector chairman of the Financial Services Authority, OJK, Mulyaman Haddad expressed his ability to develop and strengthen economic relations between Indonesia and Iran. The 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, is the peak event to sign the Jakarta Declaration and Resolution draft. In the meeting, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas calls for international law enforcement and Israeli aggression to Al-Quds Al-Sharif in Jerusalem. He also stated the importance of making special program to boost Palestinian and Jerusalem economic sector. On this occasion, I would like to say the importance in creating a special program to enliven Palestinian or descent population and migration area in Jerusalem economic sector. The focus on this program or this initiative or the project is to support them to have a decent life and survive and to strengthen a group of vulnerable community in Palestine. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas further said that Palestine is looking forward for the contribution from many sides, whether from states, agencies or individuals. He hopes that the officials of the OIC and the Islamic Development Bank governor have to create policy that support an important program for the people of Palestine. Maritime Affairs and Fishery Minister Susi Pujiastuti hoped that the fisher and prospective buyer of fishery products at the seafood exhibition in Boston, United States would recognize the progress market and potential of Indonesia. She was also optimistic of receiving valuable feedback from both the exhibitor and visitor to boost the export of his maritime products and to garner global recognition. Minister Susi also urged Indonesian business people to continue developing the fishing industry in ways that are environmentally friendly. She also gave assurance to the Indonesian maritime business people that curbing illegal fishing would open up a larger market, and thus they must follow the international regulation on fishing. Indonesian rubber exporters agreed to cut their export debt of the community in line with the agreed export tonnage scheme, AETS, starting March until August this year. Foreign Trade Director General Karyanto Supri said in a statement in Jakarta Monday that AETS seemed agreed upon by the three member countries of the International Tripartite Rubber Council, ITRC. Its aim at propping up the natural rubber market by cutting supply of that commodity to the world market. The committee was declared the focus group discussion FGD with the team readiness of Indonesian rubber exporter to implement the AETS seemed in 2016 in line with the agreement reached on February 4, 2016 between the government of Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia to cut supply of natural rubber to the world market. The last item, Jakarta police have intensified the reports to curb drug use, with West Jakarta police ordering urine examination for its officers and South Jakarta police carrying out a raid on a residential area on Monday. West Jakarta Police Chief Rudy Herianto ordered urine examination for 42 officers, including himself, on Monday to check for possible drug use by the force personnel. He said that he wouldn't tolerate any of his officers testing positive to use in drugs. Separately, joint team from the South Jakarta Police raided a residential area in Paninggaran, Kebayoran Lama. The police arrested 5 women and 14 men for alleged drug use. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener commentary today entitled Indonesian Role in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, was established on the initiative of King Hussein II of Morocco and King Faisal of Saudi Arabia through the Declaration of Rabat of Morocco on 25th September 1969. The background of this organization formation was based on some problems that arose at the time. First, it was the burning of Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israel. Second, Israeli expansion began occupying some areas of Arab state and caused a war between the two sides in 1967. The third is the occupation of Jerusalem by Israel. At the OIC conference held in Jakarta on March 6 until 7, Indonesian government urged member states to act and stop the tyranny of Israel in Palestine, especially Al-Quds, Al-Sharif, Jerusalem. In his opening speech on Monday, March 7, Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed readiness to help reconciliation between Hamas and Fatah for the sake of peace in Palestine. Actually, since the administration of the first President Sukarno, Indonesia has continued to bring about peace in Palestine and has been against the Israeli occupation. In 1962, the president insisted that as long as independence has not been handed over to the Palestinians, the Indonesian people will stand up against the Israeli occupation. In the OIC summit this time, Indonesia demonstrated that its commitment is not merely rhetorical. With its role as the world's largest Muslim country and the world's third largest democracy, Indonesia should be able to realize peace and independence in Palestine. Indeed, various reports had been done by the Indonesian government to the end. The most recent one is to open an honorary consulate in Ramallah. It is a real form of Indonesian commitment to the independence of Palestine. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History, our regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin at the year of 2014, when Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The aircraft was believed to have crashed into the Indian Ocean off the coast of Australia with the loss of all 239 people aboard. Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370 was a scheduled international passenger flight that disappeared on March 8, 2014 by flying from Kuala Lumpur International Airport, Malaysia to Beijing Capital International Airport in China. Malaysian military radar continued to track the aircraft as it deviated from its planned flight path and crossed the Malay Peninsula. The aircraft, a Boeing 777-200ER, was carrying 12 Malaysian crew members and 227 passengers from 15 nations. Next, from 1942, World War II, Japanese forces completed the Dutch East Indies Campaign. The Dutch East Indies campaign of 1941 to 1942 was the conquest of the Dutch East Indies, present-day Indonesia, by forces from the Empire of Japan in the early days of the Pacific campaign of World War II. Forces from the Allies attempted unsuccessfully to defend the island. The East Indies were targeted by the Japanese for their rich oil resources, which would become a vital asset during the war. The campaign and subsequent three and a half year of Japanese occupation was also a major factor in the end of Dutch colonial rule in the region. Allied forces did not attempt to retake the island of Java, Sumatra, Timor, or Bali during the war. Japanese forces on those islands surrendered at the conclusions of World War II. About 1,000 Japanese soldiers deserted from their units and assimilated into local communities. Many of these soldiers provided assistance to Indonesian Republican forces during the Indonesian National Revolution after the war. The last item is International Women's Day, which is celebrated on March 8 every year. In different regions, the focus of the celebration ranges from general celebration of respect, appreciations, and love toward women to a celebration for women's economic, political, and social achievements. Started as a socialist political event, the holiday blended the culture of many countries, primarily in Europe, especially those in the Soviet bloc. In some regions, the day lost its political flavor and became simply an occasion for people to express their love for women in a way somewhat similar to a mixture of Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. In other regions, however, the political and human rights theme designated by the United Nations runs strongly, and political and social awareness of the struggles of women worldwide is brought out and examined in a hopeful manner. In the West, International Women's Day was first observed as a popular event after 1977 when the United Nations General Assembly invited member states to proclaim March 8 as the UN Day for Women's Rights and World Peace. That was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's theme is Indonesia opens honorary consulate in Palestine. After 70 years of independence, the government of the Republic of Indonesia is opening a consulate in Palestine. President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia has appointed Mrs. Maha Abu Suseh as Indonesian honorary consul to Palestine. The president on Monday, March 7, said that the Indonesian commitment to support the Palestinian independence has never decreased. It is evidenced by the plan to open the honorary consulate in the city of Ramallah, Palestinian West Bank. In a statement before the participants of the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, President Joko Widodo said, Indonesia would stand behind the Palestinians, citing a statement by the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, that Indonesia opposes the Israeli occupation on Palestinian land. So far, Indonesian-Palestinian affairs have been handled by the Indonesian embassy in Amman, Jordan, or in Cairo, Egypt. The plan to establish an honorary consulate of Indonesia in Ramallah was first mentioned by President Joko Widodo during a meeting with Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah in the Asian African Summit in Jakarta on April 2015. President Joko Widodo said, an honorary consulate building is a symbol of Indonesia's full support for the independence of Palestine. The president emphasized that the appointment of the honorary consul is one of the concrete steps to show that Indonesia will always stand in the forefront to support Palestinian independence. Related to the Palestinian ambassador to Indonesia, Faris Medawi, in a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, March 4, said that the Indonesian honorary consulate in the city of Ramallah, Palestine, will be inaugurated on March 13, 2016, a week after the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the OIC in Jakarta, 6 to 7 of March. According to Ambassador Faris, the opening of the honorary consulate will not only strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries, but also bring a variety of benefits in trade, investment, and tourism. In addition, It will assess the process of understanding of the current conditions that occur in Palestine. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi said, the opening of the honorary consulate is a step towards a full representation of Indonesia in Ramallah. This is another support like Indonesia's willingness to host the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the OIC. Through the conference, Indonesia intends to return the issue of Palestine and Al-Quds Al-Sharif to the world radar. The issue of Palestine, which is now still unresolved, must be returned to the world's attention or radar. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi explained, her ministry did not encounter significant obstacles in opening the honorary consulate in Palestine, so it can be implemented as soon as possible. So far, Indonesia cannot open an embassy or other diplomatic institution below that due to the Israeli intervention. That was Focus. I'm Nuga Kusumawati.
Today, on Tuesday, March the 8th, 2016, we start by seeing the headline of Kompas. The Daily writes about Jakarta calling for unity. The 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, ended on Monday, March 7th, producing two assertive documents in addressing Palestinian issues. The documents contained calling and concrete steps as effort to realize Palestinian independence on the solution framework of the two countries. The OIC member countries condemned Israeli aggression. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called on the establishment of Palestine and drive away the Israeli colonialism based on two-state solution. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about Governor Ahok takes an independent track. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama Ahok takes the risk decision by joining an independent track and chooses Heru Budi Hartono as candidate of vice governor in 2017 regional election. The decision was taken by Governor Ahok on Monday after he met Teman Ahok volunteers on the evening who vigorously collect the supporting identity card KTP. Meanwhile, Republika in its headline writes about OIC urges Israel to stop colonialism. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC member countries urge Israel to stop its occupation on Palestine. They required the establishment of independent Palestine in the solution framework of the two countries. The agreement was reflected in a Jakarta declaration, the result of the 5th OIC Extraordinary Summit in Jakarta on March 6 to 7, 2016. And we conclude with Tempo Daily in its headline about the festivity of solar eclipse. The total solar eclipse will cross 11 cities in Indonesia on Wednesday, March the 9th, 2016. The crossing of the eclipse extends from the west to the east. Expert of astronomy and cosmology from Bandung Technology Institute, ITB, Premana W. Pramadi, said in Jakarta on Monday that Wednesday morning will look like at night or the day will become dark. He said the total solar eclipse is similar to the one that occurred in 1962. That was headline of newspapers published in Jakarta today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news brief read by Rahmana. In the opening speech of the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that OIC was established to assist Palestinian struggle. President Joko Widodo held a bilateral meeting with Pakistani President Manon Hussein on the sidelines of the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Islamic Organization taking place in Jakarta on Monday. During the meeting, the leaders of both countries agreed to voice peace around the world and to encourage the unity of OIC member states to support the settlement in Palestine and Al-Quds Al-Sharif. President Joko Widodo hopes Indonesia and Iran are able to strengthen cooperation in the investment sector. This was stated after the meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif during the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, which took place in Jakarta on March 6 until 7. The 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, is the big event to sign the Jakarta Declaration and Resolution draft. Maritime Affairs and Fishery Minister Susi Pujastuti hoped that the visitors and prospective buyer of fishery products at the seafood exhibition in Boston, the United States, would recognize the progressive market and potential of Indonesia. Indonesian rubber exporters agreed to cut their export of the commodity in line with the agreed export tonnage scheme, AETS, starting March until August this year. Jakarta police have intensified their efforts to curb drug use, with Jakarta police ordering urine examination for its officers and South Jakarta police carrying out a raid in a residential area on Monday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Pringharjo is a major market in the province of Yogyakarta. Forerunners of the market beginning from trading activities that has existed since 1758. In the course, Pringharjo permanently built as a traditional market in 1925. The market, which is located at Jalan Ahmad Yani, Malioboro area, until nowadays still standing strong. Pringharjo sells various types of goods such as batik, traditional snacks, old money, clothes of adult to children, nine staples and antiques. Not only as a market, Pringharjo has also become a tourism icon of Yogyakarta province because it has become part of the history of Yogyakarta, which is often visited by local and foreign tourists. Listener, entering side door at south corner of Pringharjo Market, you will meet a middle-aged woman who sell a unique culinary, namely sate kere. Sate or satay is a typical food made from small pieces of meat pricked by a stick of bamboo or palm leaves and then grilled using charcoal. Sate kere is unique. Unlike sate in general, sate kere is unique using chicken or goat meat. It is precisely the kind of satay using the main ingredient of beef fat. The satay known as kari or pur because raw materials derived from fat cows. And formerly, most who enjoy this cuisine is a medium to lower level society. In addition to come from fat, the price of satay is cheaper. Listener, the making process of satay kari. Firstly, beef fat or beef inner is seasoned. The spices are jerky seasoning made from garlic, coriander, pepper, sugar, and some other spices. The process of giving seasoning is done at home, so the seller just grill the satay when ordered from buyers. The use of jerky seasoning creating satay with savory flavors and tend to sweet. Although the main ingredient is beef fat, it is soft when enjoyed. Listener, in addition to provide the satay kari, sellers also provide satay or beef liver and kidneys of cattle, which also using jerky seasoning. The merchant peddle a satay kari contains 4 slices of lard with a price 5,000 rupiah. Besides selling at Bring Harjo Market and in front of the Pakualaman Palace, satay kari is also sold at traditional market in Yogyakarta. The satay is also sold by mobile vendors with carts or bicycles to serve buyers, especially children. That was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Satay Kari from Yogyakarta. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is membantu kakak perempuan, or in English, helping sister. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say its words slowly twice, you can follow after me. Membantu. Membantu, in English, to help. Kakak perempuan. Kakak perempuan, older sister. Pulang kantor. Pulang kantor, after office. Kemana. Kemana. Where. Rumah. Rumah, house or home. kecelakaan, kecelakaan, accident. Kaki, kaki, leg. Patah, patah, to break. Operasi, operasi, operation. Membelikan, membelikan, to buy for somebody. Dia perempuan, she. Kursi roda, wheelchair. Dokter, dokter, doctor. Melarang, melarang, to forbid. Berjalan, berjalan, to walk. Mencari, mencari, to look for. Perawat, perawat, nurse or caregiver. Membantu, membantu, to help. Kamar mandi, bathroom. Mendorong, mendorong, to push. Apotek, apotek, drugstore or dispensary. Toko alat, alat kedokteran. Toko alat, alat kedokteran. Medical appliances store. Next is a conversation on membantu kakak perempuan, or in English, helping sister. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. A conversation is between Nita and Dewi at the office. Pulang kantor kamu mau kemana? Pulang kantor kamu mau kemana? In English, after the office, where are you going? Saya mau ke rumah kakak perempuan saya. Saya mau ke rumah kakak perempuan saya. I'm visiting my sister's house. Dia baru saja kecelakaan. Dia baru saja kecelakaan. She has just had an accident. Kakinya patah dan dioperasi. Kakinya patah dan dioperasi. She broke her leg and had an operation. Saya mau membelikan dia kursi roda. Saya mau membelikan dia kursi roda. I want to buy her a wheelchair. Karena dokter melarang dia berjalan. Karena dokter melarang dia berjalan. Because doctor forbid her from walking. Selain itu, saya juga mau mencari perawat. Selain itu, saya juga mau mencari perawat. Besides, I also want to look for a nurse supaya bisa membantu dia, terutama ke kamar mandi. Supaya bisa membantu dia, terutama ke kamar mandi. So she can help her especially to go to the bathroom. Dan mendorong kursi rodanya. Dan mendorong kursi rodanya. And to push her wheelchair. Kamu bisa beli kursi roda di apotek atau toko alat-alat kedokteran. Kamu bisa beli kursi roda di apotek atau toko alat-alat kedokteran. You can buy the wheelchair at the drugstore or medical appliances store. Di dekat kantor ada apotek yang menjual kursi roda. Di dekat kantor ada apotek yang menjual kursi roda. There is a drugstore near the office which sells wheelchair. Pulang kantor, saya antar kamu ke sana. Pulang kantor, saya antar kamu ke sana. After work, I'll take you there. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you an Indonesian music group named Dikta Band. Well, listener, let's listen to the coming song entitled Kesepian. Happy listening.
Bebaskan aku dari keadaan.
Listener, to run a career in music world is not easy because it takes a very big struggle and a high consistency to realize the desire. Dick Taben, the newcomer music group, run their career in the music world smoothly. They managed to maintain their consistency in the music world with excellent achievement and has been able to release a studio album. Dick Taben, which was established in 1996, started to exist in the music world when they released the debut album in 2002, and since that time, many albums were consistently released by Dick Taben during their musical career. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Cinta Aku Menyerah by Dick Taben. Happy listening.
Kali ini ku mulai berhenti, berhenti untuk mencintaimu. Telah ku coba untuk bertahan, aku semakin terluka. Ingin berpisah, namun hati tak bisa menerima. Terlalu dalam kau lukai hatiku, tak sanggup lagi bertahan. Cinta
Dick Taben, which consisted of five personnel. Since its establishment until today, they consistently released many albums throughout their musical career. With five personnel, Dicta Band appeared in every appearance, and this is an added value for them to continue to be a strong musical group. Until today, it has six successful albums that have been released by Dicta Band. The music group dominantly presents a pop genre. The presence of Dicta Band in the Indonesian music industry has certainly given a special color for all of music lovers in the country. Listener, to conclude our music for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Cinta Sudah Terlambat and Pecundang Hati by Dicta Band. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Seandainya ku katakan yang sesungguhnya tentang perasaanku padamu selama ini. Seandainya ku bisa memutar kembali waktu yang telah pergi dariku saat kau ada di sini denganku. Sebenarnya hatiku selalu mencintaimu, hanya saja ku tak pernah mengerti. Dalamnya cintaku menggenggam tulus hatimu, namun kini kau katakan cinta sudah terlambat. Seharusnya ku tak biarkan kau menanti kata cinta dariku yang tersimpan terlalu lama. Dan seharusnya ku pahami isi hatimu yang tulus menyayangi diriku sebenarnya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Terluka memilikimu, karena ku takkan bisa untuk selamanya menjadi cintamu. Sesungguhnya hanya dirimu, tapi mereka tak mengerti dan menentang cintaku denganmu. Menyerah selamanya dan mengakhiri kisah kita, meski air matamu memang kejutan sejati yang tak sanggup berjuang cinta. Maafkan semua cintaku, ku meninggalkan. Semua telah nyata, kini diriku mengingkari. Sesungguhnya hanya dirimu, tapi mereka tak mengerti dan menentang cintaku denganmu. Ku telah menyerah selamanya, mengakhiri kisah kita, meski air matamu memang pecundang sejati yang tak sanggup berjuang cinta. Maafkan semua cintaku, ku meninggalkanmu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.